Blog Talk Radio.
Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show with your hosts, Kaixa Rodriguez and Tony Wade. This is a very, very special episode as it is our last official Blog Talk Radio episode. We will be moving to Talk Show as of Thursday. Our first episode on Talk Show will be Thursday, and what is our show on Thursday? We'll have to find out what our show is on Thursday.
Yeah,
so
that,
yeah. Oh, no, Thursday is our What Would You Do series. So, you know, with all the things that are going on in the world today, we kind of did this one, came up with this one a few weeks ago with all these virals going on, you know, people seeing fights and posting it up on YouTube instead of stepping in. You know, people seeing girls jumping on other girls and boys, you know. You've seen the TV show, What Would You Do? You know, you're sitting in a restaurant and the guy's cussing the girl out and people just sit around and do nothing. You know, kind of the same premise. So that's going to be our first episode on Thursday on Talk Show. Hit up our Tony letter N Kai show .weebly.com to see our schedule. The links are there, the URLs are there, as well as our Facebook group. Tony and Kai, the Facebook group. Also, our schedule is up in there with the links in there as well. DiamondStarEntertainment.weebly.com. You can also see our schedule on there, as well as hitting up either one of us on our individual Facebook pages, and we can let you know any information that you need there as well. Our guest today is Gospel Invasion Group from Iceland, and we are just overjoyed to have them here. We will get to them in just one moment. That was their music that you heard playing, and we're going to talk to them for a good 20 minutes, and then we're going to close out our show and say our goodbyes and get all that, you know, spend the last couple of minutes just saying our goodbyes to everyone and wishing, you know, all that good stuff. We know it's a holiday, so we don't want to keep anyone waiting, you know. You guys want to get to your barbecues and all that stuff. So we thank any of you that have joined us on this holiday in between your barbecues or anything that you may be doing. We are sitting here waiting for our food at the moment. It's a super hot day here in Virginia. Yeah, we're inside with the AC on and not going outside. It's just too hot. If you have not had a chance to go and order your copy of my novel, Beautiful, make sure that you do that. You have 2 days left to get it for $10 to get your pre-order in on June 1st. You will not be able to do it anymore, so make sure that you get it done. Go to my website, kaixarodriguez.weebly.com, and get your order in, or diamondstarentertainment.weebly.com. And with that being said, babe, anything else?
No, you pretty much wrapped it up. You know, just, you know, it's, Lisa in the chat room was right. You know, it's like, what goodbyes, because everybody's following us, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that is true. And we're going to keep our Blog Talk Radio account open. We're going to go try this other site. A lot of people seem to be moving, but everything, grass isn't always greener on the other side. So we're going to go and we're going to try it out and we're going to see how it works. I finally figured out how to get one URL for all of our shows. I was worried that we were going to have a different URL for each and every show, unlike with Blog Talk. It won't be able to be the Tony and Kai show, but it will be one. So I figured out how to do that. I'm not sure if I can upload music. If we can't do that, that may be a major downer for us, because we love our intros where we come in with music playing and, you know, being able to highlight artists and things like that. So, you know, no harm in trying something new, you know, doesn't mean you have to stick with it. So we will try it for June and we'll see what happens. Make sure you guys keep in touch with my boo, my other half. You know, he has got some wonderful things coming into the forefront. His book is just coming along, Dark Justice. It's just coming along so good. His poetry book is coming along, and he's also working on a book with another author, Jazara Bradley. So make sure that you check out with him.
Keep working with Jazara. We stepped off to take care of other issues, but we're getting back on a bandwagon with that. And that story started out really nice, so that's going to be hot. My children's book is coming out. I can't give you all a title because that's not titled yet. But and then there's, like I said, Dark Justice and my poetry book. and From the Inside Out. That'll be out hopefully by the end of the year. That might be my first book because that's quicker to do. It's faster. And I just don't want, if I already have a book done, I don't want to just sit on it while I work on something that's going to take a while longer. I can already have the poetry out. I have enough poetry to get it out, so I might as well do it. I have the backing I need. I have, every day I'm trying to write something. So, you know, I might do the poetry first.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. We're going to get to our guests because they are patiently waiting, which we appreciate. And we are going to say good evening to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how are you doing?
I am doing extremely well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We're
trying to stay cool, but it's hot.
Yes,
here.
You sound very, very busy, guys.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
Books and another show and everything is happening. Good for you guys.
Yes,
yeah.
That is good. That is really
very
good.
Very good. Very good.
Now, this group, I must say, I love. It's
Thank
something
you.
Different for me. You know,
yes,
I'm used to, you know, the more, what do you say, gospel music, more urban gospel music. I'll say that. This is a totally different sound for me. But Judah, I'm going to play Judah in a little while. I loved Judah. When I was like, yep, okay, I'm hooked. And even the one that
you.
I just played, I'm sitting here, you know, while we're waiting for the show to come on and tapping my foot and bobbing my head. And, yep, see, as long as it gets you moving, you know, that's the purpose, you know.
Exactly,
It's wonderful. How long have you guys been together?
Well, we have been playing together as a band from 2002. So we're getting on in 10 years. Next year we'll be 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been doing it for a long time.
How did you guys all hook up together and form the band?
Well, actually, we were a worship team in our church, and we were playing all over the places for our church, with our church, of course, and doing also a show. So in the midst of that, we decided to form a band so we could be called something. You know what I mean? And we took it from there, and it's just escalated from there. We have done like 4 CDs and 2 DVDs, and we've been playing a lot of shows and traveling the world.
Wow.
And
way
to do a lot more of that, actually.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely see it.
Yeah. I'm excited because the group is from Iceland.
Yeah, it's pretty different, isn't it?
It is different, and I love it. I love the idea. That lets me know that the gospel is being spread everywhere.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Some people, they think that gospel music is just in particular places.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's
true.
A little bit of everywhere. How many of you are there in the group?
We're six of us. That means 2 singers, and we have a guitarist, Thor Oscar Fitzgerald, who actually is a vocal also. Then we have a pianist, Ivar Halldórsson, who is vocal also. Then we have the bass player, Sævar Þór Guðmundsson, and myself, and we only play instruments. We don't sing.
Okay.
Well, that's okay, because the instruments are what keep us moving. And the vocalists, you guys are phenomenal. I totally, I love your sound. I totally love it. And, you know, I went to YouTube. Everyone, please, who's listening, go to YouTube, type in Gospel Invasion Group, watch their videos. They've got a ton of videos on YouTube.
Yes.
You know, you can watch the videos and stuff. Every video moves you. You know, every song, you can see them, just the group. You can see them when they've collabed and done things with other artists and have been at other places and performed and stuff. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We had an artist on last week, and from France, and one of our listeners, I had did a show with her, and she was saying how it opened her eyes, like Tony said, that the gospel music is everywhere. You know, we tend to think it's a United States thing, but she's like, yeah, okay, so there's gospel music everywhere, you know. In every country that you go to, someone is singing the gospel.
Praise God.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yes.
I grew up in the church, and you know, as I went on, I became embedded in music. It became a part of me. So
yeah.
I teach gospel music. I write gospel music.
Wow.
You know, I've directed the choir. You
wow.
know, I've done the praise and worship team, and I've started groups inside of the church. You know, just that, you know, like the, I've started like the Young People's Choir, Young People's Ministry.
Wow.
I've done that stuff. So I know how you must feel getting
yeah.
to this point that you're at with the progression of your music.
Yeah.
And with the exposure. How are you handling the success that's coming behind you from everything that you're doing with your music?
Well, actually, it's kind of a hard to understand what's happening. It's amazing, actually. We haven't been talking about it a lot. We have just been talking carefully about it. But very amazing things are happening. We are actually doing a tour now in the U.S.
Really?
We are going to be doing Dallas, Chicago, Minneapolis, Atlanta, North Carolina, Tulsa, Little Rock, Orlando, Houston, Nashville, L.A., and more. And we are
wow.
going to be joining up with amazing artists, which actually is going to be revealed in a few days. I'm not going to, I want to be, you know, have everything nailed down when we talk about it, but it's pretty amazing. So we are
wow.
so thankful to God, and we believe that, you know, because we have always kept our music on track, and it's about, like you said, moving people, and that's how we choose our songs. Actually, if they move us, we are able to express them and move people in the audience, and that's what we basically love to do, is to touch people and change people's hearts. Because so many Christians, I'm sorry to say, know of God, but they don't know God. And
right.
I would love to be a part of helping Christians to come a little bit closer to God through the worship, because it's a personal experience, like you guys probably know. And that's what we are so much longing to do.
Yes, and see, that was going to be my question, was going to be, how do you pick your songs? But you've already answered
yeah.
that. Do you guys have a website that people can go to keep up on what's new with you?
The website is being built, and it's going to be gospelinnovation.com. And it's going to be
okay.
in the air in a couple of weeks, I think. And you can also, like you said, we are on Facebook. And we are under Facebook, we sometimes go under the name GIG, like Gospel Invasion Group. We use GIG.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us there on Facebook. And,
okay.
and please hook up with us. But our website is going to be launched pretty soon. It's being worked on in the States by our promoter, which is
okay.
Stand Up International, by
okay.
Lowell Basley. So he is promoting the concert. So we are so proud of being working with him. He's an amazing guy. It's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and it's a wonderful company he's founded. Have you heard of it?
No.
He's worked with the biggest and the best, and it's an honor for us to be working for guys like that. So, obviously led by God, and we're just holding on. Very excited to come to the U.S. and this is our way biggest tour.
That is just wonderful. That's so.
Yes.
So your website is going to be Gospel Invasion Group. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Gospel Invasion Group, and then Stand Up International is your promoter, and then
yes, ma'am.
GIG or Gospel Invasion Group.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's under GIG. And if you and your listeners, we'd love to, you know, have you as our friends, and we're going to tell everybody about our tour coming up. And we will launch the webpage probably from our Facebook and take it from there. And lots of amazing things are happening. So we'd love to get to have some new friends after this show.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
So when, how did you guys, is this something that your promoter set up, the United States tour, or is this something
yes,
that you guys pushed for?
No, well, this is actually, Patrick Capel is our is a part of our team. He's our outside USA promoter. He found Lowell Basley and the company he's founded, Stand Up International, and it just clicked from there. We've been working on it for from the beginning of this year, and Lowell basically came in a few months ago, and we've been, just been working hard on making this tour happen, and it's just amazing how things are going fast, and the music is spreading around the world in countries, you know,
it's amazing,
that we haven't even heard about. You know, it's such an amazing
yeah,
thing.
It's amazing what God can do when you just sit back and do Him. You know, when you just
definitely,
sit back and do God and let Him take
yeah,
care, and, you know, you're not worried about the money, you're not worried about the fame, you're not worried about, you know, people over in Africa or people over in Asia or anywhere else knowing
yeah,
you. You're just worried about singing for the Lord, or you're just worried about doing for the Lord. You know, He'll take care of everything else. You
that
know,
is exactly right. That is exactly, that's exactly my, how I feel about it, because for many years we were faithful in the little things, like it says in the Bible, and seek Him first, and the rest will come. And
exactly,
I want to believe that we
yeah,
we really did, and God is taking us to the next level, and we're just thankful for being a part of the team that God uses to advertise His name and to touch people's heart. That we are a tool in His hand, it's such an honor.
It's a one. I'm going to play my favorite song, which is Judah, and then we're going to come back, and Tony's got a couple of questions for you, okay? So hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
The fire and the fear in the enemy's
There you go, guys. Just wanted to give you guys a taste of my favorite song that I have from Gospel Invasion Group, or GIG for short. That is Judah. That is my favorite song of the two. Not to say that I don't like the other one, Break Free. I like that one as well. Yep, Break Free is a pick you up, is a get your body going type of song. You know, you're gonna tap, you're gonna bounce, you're gonna feel it, you're gonna move around. It's gonna get the spirit going through you. And this Judah for me is a sit still. It still moves you, but this one moves me internally. You guys, I think, are you're great. I love you. I love you. I love
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. You can hear the passion. This is sung by our lead singer Dani Haraldsdottir, and we have another one, Hannah Gwynne. They are just awesome singers and a gift from God. They are so anointed to do this. You can hear their passion through their singing. It's just, you can't miss it if you want to hear it. Like you said, it moves me too. And this is what it's all about, to be moved like this.
Wow.
Does
everybody in your group songwrite? Do they participate in the songwriting process?
No, it depends. We are going to try to do a little bit more of that. But no, the songs have been coming. Our piano player writes, our guitar player writes, and we want to be we're going to be writing a little bit more together for the next album. We're going to try it, see where it takes us. And we have a lot of songs actually ready for our next album. We're going to be going into studios right after the USA tour. We're going to be coming back, and the first thing we will be doing is starting to work on our new album, who is supposed to see the light of day, if God is willing, this late this year.
Excellent. We have a caller, so we're going to go over to the caller and see what they want to say.
Sure. Caller, you are on live with the Tony and Kai Show and Gospel Invasion Group. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Kai. Hey, Tony. First of all,
hi, Lisa.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. I am sitting here tearing up. I have to give them all types of props. Like Cece and Bebe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my gospel music. I heard this, and like you said, Kai, I was dancing all over the house. Did I pack a box yet? No. But I will tonight, replaying that music. I have to tell y'all, I have never heard anything like that. Never.
Wow. Thank you so
and
much.
And, like, when you find out who I am, they're going to tell you, but I am going to promote you as hard as I can in the U.S.
Wow,
because y'all deserve that. Y'all deserve that. Kai, I'm still sitting here. Tony, I'm still sitting here. Like, the passion and the humbleness. And if everybody could do it the same way, we would have something. But hearing that was just like, that was mind-blowing to me. That was like detonator. Like, I had to fill my cup type. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never heard nothing like that. I have never, ever heard nothing like that. And you know, I stay in the chat room, and when I call in, it's for a reason, and this was a reason. Y'all got it going on, and please, please keep it coming.
Yes, ma'am, we will. We will. Definitely.
And stop calling me ma'am,
hardest.
Please.
Don't call me ma'am.
Sorry.
But I'm going to, when Tony and Kai post a link on in the chat room, I'm going to add you, and I've
Thank
got
you.
You.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
And please keep bringing it on.
We will definitely. This is our passion, and we will definitely do our very, very best. For you guys, definitely.
Passion isn't the word. I posted that up on Facebook and in the chat room. Like, the passion, oh my God. Like, I'm really sitting here like tearing up. Like, really tearing up. Like, I have never heard nothing like that in my life. where it's gospel, and like Kai said, you can bounce to it, do this, do that. Like, it is so different.
It is. It's so different, but you know that it's of God. It's so different, but you know that it's of God when they sing and the music and everything. You just know.
You said you've done 4 albums so far, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any way for us in the U.S. to be able to get those albums? Are they here or?
Yeah. No,
they
are. You can go on Sikia.com.
Okay.
That's American
spell
web,
that.
And it Sikia.
Mhm. Can you spell it?
Sikia.com. Can I spell it? Yes.
Spell it, please.
S E E K E E Y A .com.
Okay.
You can go there. We are our music is there, and at least 3 of our albums.
Okay.
And
excellent.
You can
now,
buy
is it
them
under
there.
GIG or under Gospel Invasion Group?
Gospel Invasion. You're going to see our pictures soon as you come up on the web. We're one of the first 4 bands that come up on the page.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah,
so,
because I would love to hear more.
We can't wait to come to America.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Sorry.
You can't
go ahead.
Wait. No. I was just gonna say. I mean, because I'm loving. I've embedded myself in music, especially gospel. That was my number one genre. Because I've done that, I'm familiar with a lot of different levels of gospel music, a lot of different types, and I was curious, when it comes, do you have any, I had asked this other our guest last week, but do you have any artists in the U.S. that you pay close attention to when you're listening to gospel music or when you're writing? Are there any influences anywhere that motivate you?
Well, obviously, like artists like Third Day, Mercy Me, Hillsongs, Kirk Franklin. These are my personal favorites. It's just, you know, I just enjoy them so much. And
wow.
Of course,
like
there are many, many more. Yes, the new CD is awesome. And they're just awesome. Awesome band.
There's an artist also here named Martha Munizzi. Manuzzi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I know her.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a beautiful gospel artist.
Yes, she is, definitely.
When I listened to the 2 songs today, those songs kind of took me to her. You know,
okay.
It's like, wow, they. I mean, she could get with you and do a collaboration and not lose any of herself, because you guys basically have like almost the same structure in your music. It's a beautiful thing.
Please tell her we work with her anytime.
Yeah, Israel Houghton brought her out. You know, from Israel
and
New Breed. Yeah,
yes.
He brought her out, and you know, it was a beautiful combination. And when he did that, she took off. So she has like 3 albums out. And I just love her music. And like I said, listening to those 2 tracks of yours today, you know, it took me to, you know, her type of music that she sings, and there's an anointing that comes with it whenever she sings. When you hear one of her music, you can feel that anointing in your music, that same anointing. But, you know, you've done a great job with it, a great job.
We are really aiming for this, because this is the ace of our sleeves, because, you know, when this anointing comes in, it gets so much more than just the song and the music. It moves you, and it moves us when we are performing it, and it moves the listener. And when it happens in an auditorium, if there are hundreds of thousands of people and the spirit of God hits, there is nothing that can describe that in words. You just, it's, you know, all we can say is just, you have to be, you know, you had to be there. And that's just,
yeah.
you know, what it's all about, man. It's what it's all about.
I would love for everybody to be able to feel that, because I'm understanding exactly what you're saying, because like when it comes to the gospel, I've been there where, you know, you're in the middle of a song, you know, and you're pouring out your all to God in this song. It's like you're just ministering, and the song ends up ministering to you. And next thing you know, it's like you've lost it in the middle of the song. I mean, you're able to do the song, but you're pushing through the emotion to get it done, because the anointing just hits you. It's a powerful feeling.
It is an amazing feeling, and you're expressing the feeling on your instrument, and it's an amazing thing, you know. And we have it has happened to us so many times. Like, you know, the singers, you know, had to stop for a while, and you don't want to mess things up. You just want to stay in the anointing, and you just don't want to mess anything
up.
You just want to make sure it's there. So it's awesome. This is what we would love to bring to people, you know.
Yes.
Well, I think that you're on the road to doing that. I think you're doing an amazing job with your music.
You.
I'm going to make sure I go to the site and get some more of your music, because I'm in love with what I've heard.
Thank you so much.
I think you're doing a great job out now, and I pray that you continue, like Lisa said. I pray that you continue to keep it going, because you're doing a great job. And at four albums in, I'm not even saying you're not beginners.
Mm-hmm.
You're not beginners. You guys have, you know, you have some experience under your belt.
Yeah.
And I hope that you continue to bring that, you know. And I think those of us that are here in America, we're going to fall in love with your music. Through your tour, I think you're going to find that your fan base is really going to grow. So,
yeah.
I hope so. We're going to give it our all. I can promise you that.
Well,
everywhere.
I used to tell my praise team, I used to tell them, you know, we would pray before we went on, which I'm sure you do. You know, we pray before we started, and I would tell them, do your best and let God do the rest. And that became our motto.
Yeah.
That was our motto, you know.
Yeah.
So every day we got up to sing and we prayed. That's what I would finish with. Do your best, let God do the rest. So that's what I would offer to you. You know, continue to do your best. God will do the rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally agree. Thank you. That was it's a good saying. We are relying on Him.
It came out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, well, it's awesome. It's what it's all about. It's not about what we can do. It's actually about how He can use us.
That's
so
right.
It's exactly right. We just do our very best. We are going to end up short somewhere, but God is going to
fill in
and do this.
Yeah,
He's gonna you know, do this amazing thing with this. What you're trying to do, you know what I mean? He's gonna make something eternal of something that is, you know, not that important, just music. But if He is in it, it's amazing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yes, exactly. You know, like we said earlier, just focus on God. Just keep your focus on Him, and as long as what you're doing is pleasing Him, He's gonna take care of you. You know, just don't worry about all the extra stuff, and you know, Tony's good at, you know, reminding me of the scripture, you know, not worrying about where your food's going to come from and not worrying about all these little extra things. God will take care of it. You know, you focus on Him and He'll take care of what your needs are. He knows what we need and He'll take care of you, you know, and obviously He is taking care of you guys. You know, you have been together for a very long time. You know, you're firmly situated and grounded in your service and your commitment to Him, and it shows, and you can hear it and you can feel it in your music. And I think that's such a gift. I think that is such a gift and such a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Do you see yourselves? Where do you see yourselves? Yeah, where do you see yourselves in years to come? Like, say, 2 years from now. It's hard. It is hard for groups to stay together from time to time. Well, that's what we experience here in America.
groups
get together and they'll stay together for a period of time, and you know, we know in the Lord all things happen in a season. But where do you see yourselves as a group like 2 years from now?
Well, actually, what I'm about to say is what God has given me, the vision God has given me for us. We are, though we are a small band, God is going to use us globally. And when this happened, it's going to be obvious that this is God. It can't be us. It's God. You know what I mean? And we are just ready for that. And God has been teaching us, it's you have to do more than believe. You have to put works in behind your belief.
Okay.
You know, you have to, and that's what we've been trying to do. We have been trusting him and working towards those goals. And as soon as we started that, things started to happen amazingly. So we're just trusting God. It's about him, and we just want to be a tool that is usable by him. Not having own agenda and stuff like that. We just want to be usable by him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And being ready to go in the direction he is pointing us. And we pray over every decision, if this is not you, God, make sure you close these doors, because if this door is open, we're gonna know it's you, and we're going to step into that door, and you're going to bless us while we step into that door. And that's how we've been running our band since day one.
Awesome.
See? Well, I'm proud of you guys. It takes because I'm going to tell you why, because it takes a lot to do – to be in the, to stay consistent in gospel music. And it's hard not sometimes. It's hard not to get disheartened because the world is trying to do their thing. And, you know, it's one of the genres in music that doesn't get paid a lot of attention to like it should. And people know gospel. People do.
Yeah.
But you have pushed forward and you have stuck together. And you're putting out a product of spirituality that is, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, this music you're doing is beautiful. So it's inspiring. So I'm proud that as a fellow artist, I'm proud that you have done what you're doing and that you have the drive to continue to do it. I'm very, very, very happy, very proud of that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I hope that I don't know if you guys had set up the fan page or not, but there is one that says Gospel Invasion Group. So your list over there is growing.
Okay.
So if you had it, you have a list now. You have a couple of likes and things going on over there now. I think people have gone and they're inputting Gospel Invasion Group and they're looking. Me and Lisa have been blowing it up, so I hope that that's the page that you guys wanted us to be on and that you're building it up. Because
are you talking about Facebook page?
Yeah, it looks like a fan page. It says Gospel Invasion Group. I did see one post from, you know, where it says the source and stuff. But it may be, I know sometimes on Facebook when you list what you do, it creates a page for it.
Yeah. That's what it's. We are. If you go on Facebook and you write GIG, and you punch in, you should see a band picture
inside of Facebook.
Inside of Facebook, if you write GIG and push the button that is looks up whatever you're wanting to look up.
Yeah.
See,
it didn't
come
up for me. The only thing that came up for me was
yeah, it didn't come up for me either.
What's your name of the place on your Facebook? Lisa and Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, you are my friend. I am gonna post my Geek's Facebook on my page, and then you can see it.
Okay.
Just became my friend. Thank you for being my friend on Facebook.
Yes, that was who called in.
Yeah, that was the person that called in.
Oh,
Lisa
really?
Is the one who called in, yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm going to post my post Geek on Facebook, and she can probably help you guys to
okay. Cool.
Let's see,
are you the drummer from the group?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yep, so I'm your friend as well.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. So now we will be able to.
Okay. See, now I'm left out. Now I'm gonna have to get with you because I'm not your friend yet.
Oh, what's up with that?
He liked the post on my page. His name is on my page. He liked the post.
Okay.
Now, how do you pronounce your first name?
It's, we would say Gwilny, but you would say Gudny. We have a strange letter back here at home. It's S.
Okay.
But Gudny, Gunnarsson.
Okay.
Okay.
If you go into my page now, you should see it, and you can post Gospel Animation Group's page on your page, and then it's going to help them. It's pretty, because people don't know us, we are under GIG also. There
okay.
You see a beautiful band picture we just took. And
okay.
You should be able to take it from there.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to friend you. My name is Tony Wade, so I will definitely be friending you.
Please do, sir.
Oh yes, I will definitely be friending you because I want to know even more if I could about you.
Well, anything you want to hear, if you be my friend, you will see our Facebook or Geek Facebook straight on my page.
Okay.
So I just posted it on there.
Now, what time? Where are you at right now?
We are in Iceland. We have like it's 10 to 11 at night.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so you're ahead of us as well.
Yeah, we're like 10 of 6.
10
yeah.
of 7.
Well, 10 of 7.
Yeah. I knew.
Okay. So you're about three, four hours. You're about four hours ahead of us. You
four
said it's
hours,
almost
yes.
11.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
See?
Well, we do thank you for coming on and letting us know a little about yourself and your group and sharing with us that beautiful inspirational music that you have.
Thank you, thank you.
That you've created. I so appreciate that. I really do. I really do. And I want to thank you and the group for taking time out, you know,
well,
just to let us know.
Well, this is a great honor for us. Thank you for giving us this time, because we really appreciate it, and we are thankful for the help you guys are helping us with by letting us talk about what we're doing and try to reach more people. And we really, really appreciate it. I hope you understand that. It means a lot to us.
We do, because you're appreciating it as much as we appreciate you taking time out. So it was indeed an honor and a privilege to have you on today. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
And we're gonna get your page and we're gonna like your page and definitely we're gonna, you know, blast it all over the place and let everyone else know. And we're definitely gonna be looking into getting your album here and continuing, you know, that tradition of share and share alike.
Yeah, we wanna make sure that we support you in the group.
Definitely.
Thank you. We so appreciate it, sir. And both of you guys, thank you. I don't know what to say, but we are very, very thankful for getting this opportunity.
You're so welcome.
We thank you. We thank everybody. We thank everybody who's joined us on the phone lines, everybody who's listening in, those of you who have entered into the chat room. We want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a beautiful interview. This just topped off my day because I'm into the gospel and I love my music, and this was like a gift for me today. And we got to learn about Gospel Invasion Group from Iceland. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. See, y'all, we're bringing you the best. We're bringing you the best of what the world has to offer, not just the neighborhood. I put out a post earlier this week that says, how can you know what's out there in the world if you only stay in your own neighborhood?
Exactly.
You need to venture out. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to get out there and learn and experience the new things like Gospel Invasion is doing. Gospel Invasion Group will be coming to a city near you very, very soon. If you get the opportunity, we encourage you to please go get the tickets. This is a talented group with a lot to offer and filled with the Spirit of God. They will move you. We encourage you to please support them because they're on the move and they again, they're not being scared. They've decided to come to the U.S. and share. So we want to thank them for doing that. I have a new group that I can, you know, I can be a fan of now. I like that. I'm in love with that idea. I love it. And I love the fact that they're from Iceland. I can't express that enough, because we need to know that the gospel is a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah.
And people need to know that, and there's, you know, we need to encourage everyone that's out there doing what they do for, you know, for Christ. So we thank you. Thank you, GIG. We thank you very much. Everybody that's tuned in, we hope that you're having a great day. Kai would like to say a few words, because, again, this is our last show on Blog Talk. We're going over to
Talk Shoe.
The show is going to be the same. You know us. We're not changing who we are. We're not changing what we bring. We're just changing the channel.
Exactly.
That's all we're
doing.
We're changing the channel. You're still going to get Kai and Tony. It's how we do. We keep it real. We bring you new, inventive, and we love you all. So we're going to try to keep doing our thing at the same time. Anything you'd like to add, Kai? We have 5 quick minutes.
Yeah, nope. I think you've basically said it all. You know, we just want to thank everyone over the past year that has supported us, that has been there from day one. You know, our first, very, very first guest to our last guest today, you know, and everyone in between, all those to come. You know, we want to continue to bring you the best, the new, the, you know, the, not just the ones that you know, you know. I think our biggest goal is to bring you those that you haven't heard about. You know, it's easy to get, you know, the ones that you already know, but you already know them. We want to bring you ones that you don't know. You know, like Tony said, get you out of what your comfort zone and introduce you to all of the vast different entertainment businesses, musicians, poets, comedians, etc. We want to get you to know all of them. So any of you that are listening that would like to come on, you know, get in touch with us. Our faithful supporters, we thank you so very much for your continued support. We cannot do us without you.
That's right.
Gospel Invasion, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being our guests. Thank you for blessing our audience with your music and with your talent, with your glory. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, and we're looking to actually have them back on again at some point. I was encouraged, so you make me want to go out and start another group. And I've done this before, you know. But it's a beautiful thing. So hopefully when you're done with your touring, you know, and you catch a breather, you know, and you're in the studio, maybe you can holler at us again. You know, call us back again, and we can talk some more gospel music.
Exactly. Exactly.
Until then,
we will see you on Thursday. Make sure that you look us up on Facebook, either Cakes or Rodriguez or Tony Wade, or if you're already on Facebook, just type in Tony, the letter N, Kai Group, and Tony and Kai Show. Is it Tony and Kai Show or Tony and Kai Group?
Tony and Kai Show.
And it will come up with our Facebook group and request to be a member. And within the group, our schedule is there, how to be on the show, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is there. And we will see you on Thursday.
Yes. And remember, people, you know, we have things that are coming up. If any of you have not purchased her book, like she said at the beginning of the show, if you have not purchased Kaixa's book, beautiful, make sure that you get your order in. When it comes, look for it. Those of you that want to, you know, do a write-up on it, so be it. The book is all that and then some. And I'm not just saying it because she's my partner in crime. I'm not just saying that because, you know, she's my ace spookoon, but she is talented. She's a talented writer, and this book has so many different twists in it. It has, you know, all the emotion in it. I mean, when you're writing a book and it can bring out the emotion out of you and you're the one writing it, that's a good book. That's a good book. When you can have others read it and they're touched by it, that's a good book. There's a mystery in it, you know, as far as what's in the secret envelope. Make sure you buy the book, because I already know what's in the envelope. And I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But also be looking for her other books as they come. We will keep you posted. All right?
Definitely.
But we love you all, and we hope that you all have a safe and beautiful week.
Exactly.
God bless you all.
God bless everyone.